Highbridge Audio presents Red Ruby Heart in a Cold Blue Sea by Morgan Callan Rogers. Copyright 2012, Morgan Callan Rogers. Recorded by arrangement with Viking Books, a member of Penguin Group USA. Chapter 1. After we almost burned down a summer cottage, my friends and I were not allowed to see each other for the rest of July and August. It was 1963, and I was 12. After the fire, my parents decided that they should take me in hand, lest I end up in jail. Grand, my grandmother, who lived across the road from us, usually took care of me while they worked. Daddy made his living as a lobsterman and had to haul traps every day. My mother, Carly, was a waitress at the lobster shack. She cut back on her shifts to keep me out of trouble. Being under Carly's playful eye wasn't the worst thing that had ever happened to me. I had her pretty much to myself for the last 2 weeks of July, and we did something different every day. We got ice cream cones at Ray's General Store up the road and sat on our front steps eating them and watching the water wink at us from the harbor at the end of the point. We hiked from our backyard through the woods to the nearby state park and ate snacks at the picnic tables there. We hung out at the lobster shack. We window shopped in Long Reach, the town closest to the point, danced and sang to Elvis records, played cards, sunned ourselves, and goofed off. On the day I was to remember best, we packed a picnic, piled into Carly's 1947 Ford coupe, Petunia, and set off up Route 100. We passed through Long Reach, went over a bridge spanning a wide river, and drove toward Mulgully Beach, which made up the nail on a thick finger of land. We were to meet Patty, Carly's friend. Patty waitressed with Carly. Her hair was buttercup yellow, her eyes were light blue, and her dimples were so big she could have hidden marbles inside of them. She didn't take any crap either. Rude customers had glasses of water accidentally spilled over their laps, or they'd have to wait a minute too long for her to serve them. Once, a table of 10 didn't tip her and had the nerve to show up again. "I'm getting them good," Patty told Carly and me. In between smiling and serving, she went out into the parking lot and let the air out of one of their car tires. As they stood outside, wondering what to do, Patty went out and demanded and got her tip. I liked her style, although Grand might have said, "Two wrongs don't make a right." Carly always got her tips, whereas Patty flirted and giggled and made it known that she was full of hell and proud of it. Carly didn't have to flaunt it. Carly lit up a room like a bright light, and people were drawn to her. I thought the sun and moon circled around her. So did Daddy.